10 fucking weeks of wheat left. Globally. The world has as little as 10 weeks left in the global stockpiles of wheat. You're not supposed to worry about that, though. You're supposed to worry about all the other chaos going on in the world. There's a lot of people who are responsible for putting food on the table, especially for poor people in third world countries, including the United States. I would literally say the United States is on its way, in many cases, to being a third world hellhole. No, it's not. Oh, it certainly fucking is. We talked about it before. You got 49 million people here. Depend on 49 million people dependent on wheat, 43 different countries. Didn't we talk about that on here before? Last couple weeks, it's like one lump of bad news after another when it comes to food, when it comes to political destabilization of your food supply. You want to see what comes after extreme hunger? You better have a fucking plane, Klaus. Yeah, last week we talked about Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey. Last week said apocalyptic food price increases could be possible. Yeah, I remember talking about that. But don't worry. If you want to get wheat, you just got to pay double for it. Like in the United States, the price is doubled. No quick fix. Severe pilot shortages reduce flights and sends ticket prices soaring. Good. You should fucking have to pay. You should be bled if you want to put money in the pockets of these people running airlines. Airlines were one of the driving forces of putting a mask on you and locking you down and taking away your civil rights. And we fund these assholes with tens of billions of dollars in handouts. It's socialized fucking airlines. You shouldn't pay anything to fly on these. We keep them whole. These CEOs, they come and go. They fleece. They get fucking parachuted out. No pun intended with the airlines. Right? Then they said, oh, if you don't get the jabs, you can't be a pilot. And they were the driving force behind vaccine mandates. Don't worry, though. If they shit the bed further financially, you're going to end up bailing them out. But, you know, you have places to go. You're very important. So you need to fly places. Drove 7,000 plus miles to stay away from airplanes and not give the fucking airlines a dime. People said, you know, your trip across the United States would have been better if you had flown. I said, yeah, it would have been more relaxing, that's for sure. We could have flown to Vegas and chilled out and flown to different places and relaxed instead of driving around like a bunch of goddamn maniacs, being exhausted. That's part of the fucking road trip. You ever been on a road trip? Why would I give these people any money right now? Will I fly in the future? I don't know. If we go back out west, if we can ever get the goddamn RV fixed, I might not have a choice. Coming back and getting that thing fixed. I could do a whole show on that. It could be its own podcast. Fixing the tuna. It's all fucking banged up. We'll see if we can get into a place next week. We're supposed to have an appointment, but I don't trust appointments. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, you had an appointment? Well, our computers were down. I gotta wait another 2 months. Can't get a busted up car fixed. Can't get a busted up RV fixed. Can't get parts for anything. We're not third world. Oh, okay. Or listen to a little Poison. One of the most poison industries in America to help remove your civil rights were the airline industries. Throughout the world, by the way. So now, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are proposing legislation to increase the retirement age for airline pilots from 65 to 67 to extend pilots' flight time. Oh, that's great. That's just what I need. I need vaccinated pilots working longer hours at the controls. What could go wrong? How many more fucking birds are going to nosedive? We don't know why that plane just nosedive from 30,000 feet. It's the weirdest thing. We don't know why. Were the pilots vaccinated? What? A press conference over. You know, send us your questions via email. Maybe you wouldn't have a severe pilot shortage if you didn't fuck with your pilots, you morons. You want to fly? Good. You should pay doubles. I see it. If you want to hand your enemy ammunition and bullets and weapons to fight against you, like I've said, you get what you deserve, plain and simple. But we have to fly. Okay, cool. You know what's funny? You cats flew on these planes. You wore masks. If you all folks who use planes for business, talking to you, when the folks say, we have to fly for business, if you said, no, we're not wearing the masks, you wouldn't have had to have worn any masks. These guys would have folded in 5 minutes. No, you sat there like fucking little gerbils wearing your masks for hours for no reason. You're all breathing the same fucking air. It's recycled. The fuck is the matter with you people? All you had to say is, no, we're not doing it. We're not flying. A number of corporations could have said that. No, they're not going to say that. And you can't say that because you're flying and representing corporations. This is the United States of corporations, so you're not allowed to say that because you're bought and paid for too. You want to know who's responsible for a lot of the problems you face? Go look in the mirror. CEOs are going to fucking parachute. When times get tough, CEOs are going to parachute out. Give a fuck about you. I see it happening. There's a headline right here. I know a guy just parachuted out from Citi. I don't know what he's worth. A couple hundred million. Said, I'm fucking out of here. Well, why are you leaving? I think it's going to get bad. I'm going to take the money and run. CEOs are quitting their jobs at fastest pace on record. Is anyone surprised? That story's on Pain.TV. California to spend $5.2 billion on electricity reserve to avoid blackouts. Oh, where do you think that money is coming from? Don't you think they'd have enough electricity if they weren't using wind and solar? If you can't generate enough power from solar in places like California and Nevada to replace fossil fuels like coal, then it's not going to work very well as a total replacement. But now California has to spend $5.2 billion with a B on electricity reserves because they're fucking thickheads and they had to reinvent the wheel when the wheel didn't need reinvented. Of course, when you reinvent things, everybody makes a whole lot of money and a whole lot of kickbacks on the road to reinvention. Reinventing renewables, it should be called. A profit guide. And I don't think that California isn't fucking up your power grid either. But they got it all figured out, don't they? It might not make a difference how much they throw at it because some folks are saying half of America faces power blackouts this summer. Wouldn't it be under Build Blackouts Better? Tens of millions of Americans could be thrown into a summer of hell as a mega drought, heat waves, and reduction in power generation could trigger widespread rolling electricity blackouts from the Great Lakes to the West Coast. Citing a new report from the North American Electricity Reliability Corporation. That's a regulatory body that manages grid stability. Oh, but why would that be? Why is there not enough energy generation as opposed to other years? Oh, because of the reliance on sun and wind and moving away from coal and oil, etc. It's so fucking stupid. You hippies in the West Coast are going to be fucking hit with it hardest, it looks like. NERC, which is the acronym for that regulatory body I mentioned, NERC warned that power supplies in the western U.S. could be strained this summer as a historic drought reduces hydroelectric power generation due to falling reservoir levels and what's expected to be an unseasonably hot summer. Look at you folks in Texas, the same thing. Compound the hellacious weather backdrop with grids decommissioning fossil fuel power plants to fight climate change and their inability to bring on new green power generation. Yeah, how do you bring on solar, wind, batteries, hydroelectricity? How do you bring that in a snap? That takes years to develop. Let's see. If you folks are sitting in the dark on the West Coast, go outside and hug a tree. There are a lot of good, you know, the damnedest thing there's, you know, we talk about with Texas too, the ERCOT in Texas. We talked about it last week. There are a lot of good people in these places. They're just prisoner by the insanity, the leaders. You guys think that fucking Abbott in Texas is down with you guys? Is he really? Okay. Yes, he's better than most, but still, you know, he's not your fucking hero you make him out to be. Some people call me the space cowboy. I think we've tackled enough. We have some videos for you guys at the end here. That's a hell of a Monday show, my fucking book. We're rocking and rolling. This has been a beast. Fuck it. Are you noticing these recurring themes on here? They're not going away. These are the bread and butter themes that they don't want you to know about. So they'll throw a little monkeypox at you, etc. I think we made our points tonight. Thanks for the folks on Pain.TV. Hotwire tonight. The highest level, and we're going to be dishing some intel, some big intel, and the folks on the Thomas Paine podcast, of course, we appreciate your participation in patronage as well, and all the platforms we're on. Thank you folks for keeping us close to your dial, for giving you the straight skinny on what's happening out there, and we'll keep doing it, and we do it the best and better than anybody else when it comes to the hot wire level. Yes. You got to get some skin in the game. This is life. You want to have some strong footing? You want to have some fucking, when you're dug into the dirt, you want to have some cleats? You want to have some spikes? Or you'll be wearing a bowling shoe or a tennis shoe? Many life lessons in that Friday night shopping trip for a Saturday morning game. Many, many life lessons I've learned. Get some skin in the game. Get vested. If not through funds, through your time listening. And not just to me, other folks who tell you the truth. Create your own network of folks to help guide you through this insanity. There's plenty of jokers out there. Plenty of jokers. And I've been pretty specific about who they are. Even speaking in generalities, I think you can figure it out. The bigger they are, the more full of shit they are in many cases. You don't get big platforms telling people the truth. It's not the way it works in today's media. You only have five or six companies running all the media. Think they're going to give somebody with a massive voice a forum, a platform to oppose the ideologies of billionaires that run the show? Pay the bills? Come on, you're smarter than that. Check us out on Pain.TV. Check us out on the Thomas Paine podcast. Thank you, folks, all over the world. It's humbling. We got big dirt coming tonight, and I think another big week. We got an interview coming up. Another interview on Hotwire. I think we'll have two Hotwires this week. And other intel on Hotwire. I mean, just so much stuff happening. It's hard to keep up, so we'll do the best we can with our crew. One of the best crews in the business, I think. Many would agree. Usually the people who disagree with that are competing against us. It's not going so well for them. Take care. God bless you.
But keep talking about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, don't worry. No, don't worry, mama, 'cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Come on, baby, and I'll show you a good time.
Hello. I am to be here with all of you today in this role, in this room, standing behind this podium. I am obviously acutely aware that my presence at this podium represents a few firsts. I am a Black gay immigrant woman, the first of all three of those to hold this position. I would not be here today if...
Racism, sexism, misogyny, all of that, homophobia, xenophobia, we connect it to Donald Trump, but it existed before Donald Trump. Racism was here before Donald Trump, and it's, sadly, it will be here after Donald Trump. If it walks like a racist, talks like a racist, acts like a racist, it is a racist. And we have a racist president in the White House who really pushes his racism like a peacock.
Donald Trump is the first president to have purposefully has made racism the center of his campaign, of his administration, clearly.
I think Donald Trump wants to get rid of legal immigration, and it's because of people who come from brown and black countries.
They want to put up these awful voter registration, voter suppression laws, which is racism, to make it difficult for people of color to vote.
And voter suppression is racism. That's exactly what it is.
Can we kind of dispel this whole idea that the Tea Party was about the deficit?
Yeah.
When clearly that is not true. What it was about was a reactionary to the racism in America that we were seeing at the time.
And what are we going to do to actually start the process? Because it's going to take some time to uproot systemic racism.
We have to continue to call out this racism.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
To see you up there.
Thank you.
The president's Twitter account posted the other day, "You want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share." Mm-hmm. How does raising taxes on corporations reduce inflation?
Are you talking about a specific tweet?
He tweeted, "You want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share."
Look, you know, we have talked about this past year about making sure that the wealthiest among us are paying their fair share, and that is important to do, and that is something that the president has been working on every day when we talk about inflation and lowering costs. And so it's very important that as we're seeing costs rise, as we're talking about how to build America that's safe, that's equal for everyone and doesn't leave everyone behind. That is an important part of that as well.
But how does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right? Especially those who care about climate change, right? Especially those who care about climate change.
If I may, real quickly, Secretary Holland, I don't know, did you all just put out a statement? The U.S. Department of Interior just put out a statement, and the statement basically says a proposed program is not a decision to issue specific leases or to authorize any drilling or development. This is from y'all's office. So it looks like you are on to shut everything down. Did you know you all put this out?
I am sorry. I am sitting in this hearing and not...
My God, somebody... It shuts it down. It shows what your intent is.
Can you sit around?
Yes, we can. We'll get copies for everybody. Basically, it says Secretary Holland provides updates on offshore leasing program during the Senate testimony. During testimony before the U.S. Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources today, Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland confirmed that despite delays in implementation from the previous administration, the Interior Department will release the proposed program, the next step in the five-year offshore energy planning process, by June 30th, 2022, which is the expiration of the current program. A proposed program is not a decision, to issue specific leases or to authorize any drilling or development. So they're going, we're going to do the proposal, but it doesn't guarantee they're going to do any leasing at all.
Chairman, what I could say is I believe what that is saying is that it's the plan that's coming out.
But you're prefacing it by saying after you're acknowledging the plan, you'll have a plan by June 30th, but you went further to say that doesn't mean that you're issuing any specific leases. If you have a plan, you should have. I mean, we've never done this. This is history. We've never done that before, not issue leases. If you put a plan out, the plan has always been a long-term 5-year plan to lease.
I don't believe that is saying that we're not going to do any of those things.
Maybe I'm reading it wrong.
We'll
get copies for everybody.
I think it is saying that we're putting the plan out, but not saying
with
what's
the intent
in the
not to,
plan.
In all honesty, I'm sorry. We're going to have to agree to disagree. I'm not going to get into back and forth.
Is it more environmentally friendly to develop and produce oil and gas resources off the coast of Louisiana, or is it more environmentally friendly to develop those resources, say, in Venezuela or in another country abroad, in terms of emissions, in terms of climate?
Senator, what I can say is that I think here in our country, we care deeply about workers.
But that's not my question. My question is, what has the lowest emissions profile using Louisiana or American workers in the Outer Continental Shelf off the Gulf with American companies and American regulations or Venezuelan standards and Venezuelan crude?
Senator, I'm not an economist or an engineer or a scientist. But with respect,
I'm almost out of time, and I get a sense that this question is not going to be answered straightforwardly. No offense.
What I can say is that I'm not an economist or an engineer or a scientist.
Driving a Ferrari.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw two priests driving a Ferrari? What are they taking, the bingo money home?
Oh, no, they're doing the work of the Lord. In a Ferrari, they could just do it faster, that's all.
Over! We want to bless you!
Victor?
Yeah?
One of the priests is black.
Oh, yeah, they have black priests.
They do?
Oh, sure, they have a black cardinal. Oh, they do want us to pull over. They want to bless us. Can we?
Let me get this straight.
You want us to pull over and be blessed by a black priest in a red Ferrari?
Couldn't hurt.
I say.
Nice car, Father.
Thank you, asshole.
Hello, Father. Nice looking car.
Oh, that's what everybody said. He even said it. I want to thank you for stopping, son, because we always stop the ambulance, you know, so we can bless who's ever in there. And you paramedics are doing such a wonderful job.
Yeah, well, we're in kind of a hurry, so if you could just bless it and then we'll be...
Oh, I gotta bless her.
Oh, I'm sorry, Father. She's a Zen Buddhist, and you're not a Zen Buddhist, so you can't bless
her. Oh, we specialize in blessing Zen Buddhists.
Yeah.
Yes?
Second thought, Father, you want to bless him, we need all the help we can get. Just give him a little shot.
Thank you, Father.
You did quite well.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Why don't you take that piece of shit back to the junkyard?
Ooh, JJ, we got a
flat.
Yeah, and those priests
weren't fathers. They were
mothers.
Come here.
Oh, gee.
Party people, party people, can y'all get funky? Suicide and force, can y'all get funky? The Zulu Nation, can y'all get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. Bam, bam, just get so funky and hit me. Yeah, just hit me.
It's time to chase your dreams. How about the seats? Make your body sway. Socialize.
Get down.
Let your soul lead the way. Shake it now.
Go, go ladies.
It's a living dream.
Love, life, live.
Come play
the game.
Our world is free.
Do what you want, but free.
hippie. Just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. Them Panthers get so funky now, hit me.
All the beats of the world.
Spread the message of our world.
All men, women, boys, and girls.
Hey, our planet rocks is so work it
on it. You got the groove. Move.
Shagoon to shagoon. Shut. Feel the groove. Feel it. Do what you want to, but you know you got to be cool and boogie.
Out on the floor.
Go down.
Bring it low. Close to the ground.
And everybody just rocking. Don't stop it. We gotta rock it. Don't stop.
Working all around the clock.
Everybody just rocking, don't stop it.
We gotta rock it, don't stop.
Keep ticking and talking.
Working all around the clock.
Everybody gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
Gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it.